time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? Another week, another Thursday morning. Good morning. If you're listening on Thursday morning, that is. We used to be live on the radio Saturday mornings on 104.9 FM, but now we're in the podcast world, and you can listen to us whenever you want here on msonewsports.com. All right, let's waste no more time, because we got one of the most watched athletes in the Merrimack Valley, a young gentleman by the name of Thomas Brown. Which he's making news in football, but I'm telling you, he's probably more nationally recognized as a wrestler. It is debatable. He had a lot of attention from colleges for Division I football. He's on the national stage in wrestling, in the national spotlight every year. This year, though, a couple of weeks ago, he made his decision. Nova Nation, that's where he's going. That's right. Thomas Brown of Chelmsford chooses Villanova for football. He's not going to wrestle there. They don't have a wrestling program there, so he's definitely not wrestling. But he talks all about it with me, and you can listen to that interview with Thomas after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro with our one and only guest of the day, repeat visitor, Thomas Brown, Chelmsford Football and Wrestling. What's up, Thomas?
Not much.
All right, he's wearing the big V on his shirt, folks. I know you can't see it here in this all-audio interview, but that means to me that that's probably a Villanova shirt, no?
Yep, it is. Got this down there when I committed a few weeks ago, so.
That's right, big news. Committed to Villanova after an extensive search and process. You know, take me to that whole process and sort of reflecting on it now. How was it a stressful one? Was it a fun one? A little bit of both?
Yeah, it was definitely stressful. Also fun. Got to see meet a lot of coaches. All the coaches, like every coach along the way, was great, very helpful. Got to see some like amazing facilities. I went down to Ohio State my sophomore year. Like, they obviously have great facilities. But Villanova stood out the most amongst them all. And the coaches down there are great. Coach Devine, Coach Colangelo, and then Coach Ferrante, the head coach. And, you know, they're all all the coaches down there seemed great. They all seemed vested. They've all been there for, I think they're the guy that's been there the shortest has been there for like 9 years. So their coaching staff has been there for a while, and they plan on staying there for a while. So that's one thing I loved about Villanova. Like, you see all these schools, like, they're getting new online coach every 5 years, or they get a new head coach every few years. And I love how their coaching staff kind of has stayed the same, and they all kind of plan on being there for many years to come. So it's definitely one thing that stood out to me. And then all the, I met a few players while I was down there, and they all seemed to love it. Like, they all had big smiles on their face the entire day I was there. Like, they all seemed like a great place to be. So, seemed like the right fit. And my parents love it too. Visit, they love the coaches too. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thomas, like, how many colleges would you say were literally in the running? You know, at the end of the day, like, about, is it 10? Is it 20? Is it, you know, 30? Like, how many do you have to choose from, essentially?
So I probably went and visited and talked to, like, I probably talked to like 35 coaches.
Yeah.
From different schools throughout the process, but I probably had like five, maybe 10. 10 is a little bit of a stretch, but
yeah.
That I was really considering. I only had 8 offers, so like I had it's really those eight schools
right
I could choose from, but I talked to like 35 coaches and from different schools along the way. So
yeah. Like, I mean, for me, like, looking at those 8 choices you had, like, it's almost like, man, what do I use as my distinguishing factor? Like, because they probably all sounded great. All the stadiums looked great.
Yeah.
All the campuses were beautiful. All the things they were saying were, you know, or am I wrong? I mean,
you're 100% right. Like, after I visited each school, I was like, oh, this is where I'm going. I'm 100% committed here. Like, I want to be here.
Yeah.
Like, I love the coaches, love the campus, love the players. Like, I want to be here. But I'd feel the same way after every single visit. And when I felt that way, it was just, I don't know, it's kind of hard, because then I kind of had to look at everywhere and be like, all right, what did I not like? Because I was kind of focused on the positives, and I was like, oh, this is great. And I kind of had to look at the negatives too. Like, oh, what does this team not have? What do they not have? But Villanova didn't really have any of like the knots. They had way more like positives, and that there's not really a negative I could have really, really thought of. Great football, great academics, great coaches, and great kids there. So, I think I'm pretty sure I ended up at the right place. So
yeah, and a lot goes on between now and, you know, August of 2025, let's say, determining where you're actually gonna like fit in the scheme on the line. But do you have a sense? Do you have a sense after talking to them that, you know what, I think I'm gonna be right here, this position?
So I don't really have the O-line coach, when I met with him, I went down there 3 weeks ago or whatever. I went down there on Saturday for their game day, got an offer, and then committed that day. And then Monday I posted. So it was like 3 weeks ago, I think now. But when I went down there, the O-line coach pulled me into his office, and he made a slideshow for me. And he had the depth chart, the O-line depth chart up on a TV in his office. And he said, all right, this is our O-line. This is what our O-line like depth chart looks like right now, currently. Then he made it for what it looks like next year. So their O-line class from my class 2025, is all filled up now. So he had like all the O-linemen from my class and all the O-linemen that are already there. all in depth chart. He's like, all right, this is where I see you. And but he had me at right guard on the depth chart, but he said, he's like, hey, this is nothing to set a stone. He's like, you could be right guard, left guard, or center. Like anywhere on the interior line. But yeah, so
Where are you focusing on with Chelmsford now? What position?
I'm right guard right now. I played center freshman year, and then I played a little bit center for sophomore year, but I'm mainly been right guard for 2.5-3 years, and then I'm on defense too. So
yeah,
starting at nose guard.
You know, the pressure on you and the stress, I'm thinking about it, and that's intense, but I'm also thinking about the stress of the coaches too, to recruit and how competitive it is for them. You know, you're telling me that they're kind of setting up their offensive line now. I mean, that's a lot of pressure to grab kids and make sure they get the right fit and the right, you know, five guys. And like,
yeah,
that's a lot for them. Seeing a lot of faces, right?
Yeah. The recruiting guy from my area, for New England area, came up to school on Monday and talked to me, and he was telling me how signed off from UNH too, and he said after I committed to Villanova, one of the UNH coaches texted him and was like, damn, you got him. I was hoping we could have got him, but it's just all the coaches understand, like if you pick somewhere else, it's part of the business and they understand.
Yeah. Yeah. A little short of a ride that would have been down to, how long's the ride down to Nova?
It was a 5.5-hour drive for us. So it's not too bad. Not too close, not too far. I kind of wanted to go somewhere a little further away, kind of experience something else, but, not have to rely on my parents and, you know, kind of get out of the New England area, because I want to live around here when I graduate. So,
experience
the part of the world, you know.
Yeah. Any comparable, you know, dining establishments that you're gonna be frequenting, you know, visiting a lot while you're at Nova? Like any good ones like they have in Chelmsford?
We went to a restaurant down there. When we went to a game, it was pretty good. I had a burger there. It was.
Well, that's what you like, the cheeseburger calzone, right?
Yeah. Yep. but it was only down there for like a day and a half, 2 days. So it was didn't really get to explore that much. But the all the coaches there were we got told 10 different places to go to. So.
Yeah.
Obviously, can't go to all of them in a day and a half. So
exactly, and then they want to show you the cafeteria, of course, because that's where you're going to spend most of your time.
Yeah.
It is. And now we strictly football for Nova.
Yeah, 100%. They don't have a wrestling team. So.
And there you go.
100% football.
So you're just planning still to live it up this winter and accomplish as much as possible for wrestling.
Yeah, 100%. I'm going all. Whole wrestling season this year, all from the Monday after Thanksgiving all the way through to New England. So I'm planning on doing the entire thing and seeing what happens there, and hopefully I can bring back another New England title.
Yeah, yeah, and then Nationals after that, if as well.
We don't know yet. Maybe not. We're not
depending on the timing, and
depends on when I go and. What they want me to do, so
right. They might have some spring requirements down at Nova or something, or
yeah. I was talking to them. They said they want me. They usually have all the freshmen down at the end of June, beginning of July. So but that's after Nationals. But who knows what they want me to do? And they want me to finish the wrestling season, but I don't know.
Yeah. Let's dial it back to current day. Chelmsford football, 3-3, right? Another win, 2 in a row. And you guys are pretty streaky. You know, you lost 3 in a row, then you won 2 in a row. So what's the real will the real Chelmsford stand up? You know, what are you doing well when you guys are clicking, and what kind of areas do you guys get in trouble in, you think?
Yeah, I think the penalties are killing us right now. Like the three that we've lost, we've lost by one score. We're always one touchdown away, like one possession away. But we've had like 3 15-yard penalties in like two of the games, and it's just giving the other team 60 yards like every game, just like that, is not good. And we've had flags in the red zone that kind of ruin us. We've had flags on defense that give them first downs that we were like on third down, we get a flat, a 15-yard penalty that gives them a first down. It's really killing us. We did better last week, I think. And we came out with the win. So definitely corresponds. And but it's been tough because we've been right in there with all the best teams in the state, like Bishop Feehan, Methuen, Andover. Like, they're all in and around top 25 in the state. So, yeah.
Yeah. And Tewksbury next week. Have you dove into, you know, they're coming off a 29-20 loss to Billerica, your big rival. Have you dove into the Tewksbury scheme yet and what kind of challenges?
A little bit. They run a little bit of everything. Like they run some spread. They run some like power stuff, like old school, just run it down your throat. They have a great running back that I know pretty well. He wrestles. He's their 215-pounder. And he's great running back. The quarterback's really good. They have a bunch of good players. And I think if we clean up the penalties and play smart, I think we can hang in there with anybody in the state. So we have to play clean. We have to play smart. And I think if we play our best football, like, we have to play our best game. Can't really have any mistakes against them. And I think we can. It's definitely doable to come out with the W.
Yeah. Yeah, the rankings on Friday had you guys at 11, and then you won. So we'll see what the Tuesday ones, you know, have you guys at. So yeah. You're right in the mix there, and there's three games to go. Obviously, finishing off with that tough one at Central. And then Western Academy is always strong too, right?
Yeah. Yep. We lost to them last year by 2, I believe. Yeah. We lost to them by 2 last year. So it's always a great game. They got some great players too. So we don't really have, there's no team on our schedule. Like at the beginning of the year, there was no team on our schedule that was like,
yeah,
like, oh, that's like, there's no team on our schedule that I can check off. You know, we're 100% winning that one. There's also no team on our schedule that was like, oh, we're like, that's going to be a very, very tough one to win. You know, they're obviously all tough to win, but like it, like I was looking through the schedule. I was like, oh, these are all going to be like, one score games, two score games. So,
yeah. Yeah. Everyone's beating each other. And then, you know, Central's in 3 at the moment.
Yeah.
Coming off a wild one, it looks like, against Haverhill, 57-40. That's a lot of points.
Yeah. Billerica played Haverhill 2 weeks ago. It was scores like 84-55 or something like that.
I'm looking at it now. Billerica and Haverhill, you said, yeah, you're right. 83-55. What the? To 54. You know, how do you even? I'm thinking as a journalist, Thomas, to try to track everything that happened in that game.
Yeah.
Man, you can't take your eyes off that.
Nope.
Well, cool. So that's locked in. It must be a big relief, too, you know, to sign the papers. I'm in. I'm happy. I'm looking forward to it, and I can just...
I haven't signed yet.
Okay.
So December is the first signing day, so...
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Committed. You're committed.
Just verbally right now. Until
Verbal commitment, yeah.
And then once I sign, they're stuck with me, so...
Yeah. Won't be a Jerry Maguire moment now, Will. You know, they shook hands, and they thought it was a good deal. You ever see that movie?
I'm not a big movie guy, so
it's a football movie. You gotta watch it. It's about agents, football, NFL agents.
Yep.
That's a good one. Put it on your list. I know it's a little bit old school for you, though. All right, so you know, going forward, you know, what kinds of things you want to improve on the offensive line for yourself? Final question.
I'm always. like working to improve, you know. That same meeting that I had with the O-line coach down there, that he showed me like the depth chart, like he went over the stuff that like I was great at. He had like a list of things I was great at, and then some stuff that he thought I could work on a little bit. And yeah, the stuff that he had on his list, the stuff he had on his list was like spot on with the stuff that my dad and I have talked about. Like it was the same exact stuff, and then stuff that he said I was good at, same exact stuff that my dad and I have said. You know, moving my feet, need to work on. Run blocking, I'm leaning a little bit too much in run blocking, and but it was those two things he had on his list, and my dad has always, for the past three and a half years when I've been in high school, my dad has been telling me those exact things. So it's you know, and then obviously you can improve everywhere. Nobody's ever perfect in any really aspect of it. So, you know, always improving, and yeah, put a lot of work in over the summer. And so,
yeah. So there's a little more Thomas Brown to being an offensive lineman than just hitting the guy in front of you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I actually sat in on Terry Silver, you know, our rest in peace, a former Gloucester coach. And your dad probably knows that name because Coach Cato ended up coaching with Terry Silver. Actually, no, he ended up coaching with Paul Ingram in Gloucester, which was interesting because Gloucester and Chelmsford, 1987 Super Bowl, Cato goes to coach in Gloucester. But anyway, I sat in on a line like a meeting with Terry Silver just to see how it went. I was so confused. A gap, B gap. I'm like, what's going on here? I thought you just kind of moved the guy out of the way. No, okay. It's a lot of studying, right?
Yeah, I've sat in on a few meetings, like in the college meetings too, and my mom has been there with me too. And like, I'll be listening to stuff, and some stuff, like, it gets a little confusing because their like verbiage is like a little bit different than our verbiage at the high school. Like, they call like their plays differently than us, so it's. It's a little confusing. My mom will walk out of there and she's like, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah. So I'm sure it's a lot of remembering, and it's more than just the physical part for sure. Actually, final thing I want to discuss is how's Nova doing this year? I know the next game is against
Maine. They lost one game. They had a bye this week. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're doing pretty good, huh?
They're only lost to Maryland, okay. And they're FBS. So
yeah, well, looking solid. I mean, they got a few games. You know, they got the Maine. Actually, are they they're traveling to Maine? I don't know if you could probably go up there, right? Watch that one.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, they're going to Maine. They're going to Maine, and they're going to UNH. I know they're at UNH this year. I believe. Yeah,
looks like they're. I think they're hosting them.
They're at Villanova. Yeah, they're at Villanova for UNH, and they're at Maine. So.
Yep. All right. Cool. Well,
one of my good friends goes to UNH, so might have to go to that game.
Oh yeah, is he a Chelmsford kid or somewhere else?
Yeah, Chelmsford kid. Ryan Black, plays receiver. Okay. He's not starting yet, but he's a sophomore there. So he's doing pretty well.
I'll have to look him up. Hit me up with his cell. We'll get him on the show too.
All right,
Thomas Brown, congrats on the big commitment, big signing day coming up in December. And best of luck with the Lions because, you know, you got plenty of season left with those guys.
Thank you.
You know, being competitive and a tough road for you guys down the stretch. But, hey, you're in the mix. It's all you can ask for.
Yep.
Have a good night, Mr. Brown. We'll talk soon.
Talk to you soon.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill. Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro. How's it going, everybody? Thursday, October 17th. We're back at it. So, Danny, you can edit that in if I said North Shore. All right, here we go for the final segment. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, back at it. That was Thomas Brown. And we're going to continue with the football talk for our Merrimack Valley football report. Let's see how Division I's shaping up. Central Catholic out of Lawrence, you're 3-3. Central is number 6 seed at the moment. And going down the list, Bethune 4-1 at the 10 seed. Andover 4-1 at 15 seed. And Haverhill 1-4, the 21 seed. So there you go. The MVC is making its usual noise in football circles. For Division 2, Chelmsford, Thomas Brown's team, 2-3, the number 10th ranked team. They are ahead of North Andover, is also 2-3 at 17. Division 3, Bill Ricker's 3-2 at number 3. And I think that'll pretty much do it for the Division 3 scene. In the Valley. Let's just check out 4 for Tewksbury, and they are number 10 at 4-1. And I believe let's check out Shawsheen in number 5. Yeah, there they are. Number 1 seed. Shawsheen doing big things. 5-0 at number 1. Looking good. So that about does it for our show. Thank you for tuning in. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, run by Kelly Media, and on msonewsports.com every Thursday morning. We're all good to it. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody have a great day.